We're joined on the line by Irish badminton coach Daniel McGee. Daniel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, mate.
Daniel, you brought a strong team, mostly from Rafoe to these games, and you're coming back with four medals. Surely that's a great performance by your team.
Yeah, we're absolutely delighted to bring in four medals home with us. It's the first time for us in badminton that we've medaled at a major event, and it's a huge thing for our sport, and it's a huge thing for our family and for sport in Ireland and badminton and in Donegal itself as well.
You've been building up for a big number of years, and I suppose Rafoe certainly leading the way. You know, did you envisage that this would be the culmination of many years' hard work?
Yeah, it puts it all in perspective, really. Like, we've been on the circuit for a long time with Sam and Chloe, and now Joshua, the younger brother, is now as well joining them on the circuit. And they've had some good results, and they've shown that they can compete with the world's best. We've got pairs ranked now in the top 25 in the world, so this is just icing on the cake, just to come home with some major medals, and it's a huge boost for us. So this.
Just maybe explain, you know, you just didn't get it in one of the competitions. It was in a number of competitions between the four members of the McGee family. So just explain how they got their medals.
Yeah, we had a men's doubles pairing, Sam and Joshua McGee, who were unseeded in the event. And they got a medal. They got to the semi-finals of the men's doubles. And they had some fantastic performances, a great win in the quarterfinals against the pair from Belgium, and they were joined on the podium by the Olympic silver medalist and the current European champion, so they were rubbing shoulders with the world's best in that event. In the mixed doubles, Sam and Chloe McGee were seeded one, and they were on course, performed very well in their opening round. In the semi-final, they were narrowly pipped 23-21 in the second game, so they could have been close to competing for a gold or silver medal, but we're quite happy to settle for the bronze on this occasion, and we'll just analyse it, and hopefully next time we can go one step further for that event.
And four medals, as you say, coming through. You know, you're talking there about silver or Olympic medalists and so on, so you're at the top of the tree in relation to quality badminton.
Yeah, it's a massive event, first ever European Games, and to be competing with the best in Europe and standing up on the podium at the end is fantastic. There's a huge step to go when you look at the level at the Olympics, and it's great to see when you take away the Asians that we can compete with the other European players. So the next step then will be to try and medal with the Asian players when we tackle the Olympic Games as well. So yeah, it's another step up to try and do that, but this is fantastic for us to actually go out to a major event and to come home with four medals. It's been amazing. Such a great experience.
And tell me, you know, were you expecting to get medals? I know you're competing at a top level, but, you know, were there strong expectations that Ireland would medal in badminton?
Yeah, we were hoping going to the event that we could compete in men's singles, mixed doubles, and the ladies singles, and we're thankful to come home with a medal in the mixed doubles, but men's doubles was a big surprise of the tournament. Joshua McGee, who's only 20 years of age, they were unseeded. They went through their group, finishing second only to the world silver medalists, and they had a good scoreline against them. And then in the quarterfinals, they faced the Belgian pair that we had actually lost to in the team championships this year when we were away with the Irish team in Belgium. So it was a fantastic win for them, and that was the surprise of the tournament for us, and a great achievement for Joshua at only 20 years of age to have a European Games medal.
How good is Joshua, you know, relative? How is he performing maybe compared to Sam? And is there maybe more potential in him than maybe the others?
Yeah, he showed huge potential. He broke through. The other just have so much experience, and they showed that by getting their medal in the mix. But that was a big performance for Joshua to come at only 20 years of age to get a medal. I'd say he'd be one of the youngest players in the event to actually come home with a medal. And he really stepped up and performed very well throughout the event. Sam was very solid in the men's doubles as well. He performed very, very, very steady in the quarterfinals, and the two of them complemented each other well. Mixed doubles as well, although they didn't make the final, they had some great performances, and it was nice for them to come home with a medal also.
And can these badminton players improve further and get higher up in world ranking and, you know, reach the Olympics?
Yeah, like we've had Scott Evans, Irish number one, and Chloe McGee, who have qualified for the past two Olympics. Our goal for this Olympic to qualify Scott and Chloe again, and the mixed doubles pairing. We'll have longer term goals for Joshua to maybe make it in 2024, and in 2020 if possible. We also had two 17-year-old girls here with us, Rachel Dara and Sarah Boyle. And they were the youngest pair in the event and had some very good matches. So we hope that maybe in the long term, these are other players that can push through and compete in these major events.
And Rachel, again, associated with the Rafal Badminton Club.
Yeah, indeed. There was actually a very good tweet came through during the week to Sam McGee, where someone said that they looked at the medal table and currently Rafal were just above Finland and Norway. So it was interesting to hear that being mentioned. So Rafal featured very, very highly on the radar, and four medals is a massive amount of medals to be coming out of one small town in Donegal. So a huge achievement, and it's been highly noted over here. So very, very happy with that. And Rachel had some great performances, and she's only 17, so this has been more of a learning experience for her. So I think she'll be happy to have played as well as she's had and during the week, and then she can focus on trying to get back to these big events in the future.
Is there big excitement in Rafal, and do they all maybe understand the significance of winning European Games medals?
Yeah, I think it hasn't really sunk in for them as of yet. You know, it was a massive thing when they got up at the podium, and now we've got the closing ceremony tonight. So maybe it'll start to sink in now when they've got a bit more time, because we started training last Thursday, and we've been competing ever since. This has been our first day not competing, and instead we were at the medal ceremony. So we had a debrief with the other coach, Tom Reedy, who's our high performance director. So today was the first time that we sat down as a team, evaluated what we thought went well, where we could improve, and how we look at taking things to the next step for the future. So I think tonight's when maybe things will start to sink in, and maybe some more of the emotions will come out as the closing ceremony takes place.
And what is next, and what's next on the agenda for your athletes?
Well, now the focus moves completely to Olympic qualification. And as soon as we get home on Tuesday, Sam and Chloe will be flying straight to Russia to compete in the White Knight competition. So that's the first now of a number of competitions. Shortly after, they'll be in Nigeria for the Nigerian Open, and they've got about 10 to 12 tournaments to stack up some points to try and qualify them for the Olympics in Rio. So there'll be no downtime after the Europeans. So they have to just get straight back. Today already we're back on the training course and preparing for the next event, and we're focused now moves towards qualifying for Rio, and hopefully we can have some good performances on the circuit on the way to that event.
Isn't it amazing that they're back on the circuit already? Will they be coming to Donegal? Will you be all coming back to Donegal for a night or two?
Unfortunately, a lot of the focus will be on qualifying for Rio, so there might not be a return to Donegal for a while, but I'm sure there will be in between some of the events where they can come back and meet up with the family and celebrate what they've achieved over here. At the minute, it's just focus, getting our heads back into the game and focusing towards qualification for Rio, and just got to leave this event behind after tonight and focus ahead, and hope that we can achieve some more results like this, and hopefully even better in the future.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, and it just shows the professionalism of yourself and your team, that you're, you know, back training the day that you get your medals at the medal ceremony and the closing day. So, you know, you're a credit to Rafal and Donegal and Ireland.
Thanks very much, Miles.
Daniel, we appreciate you taking the time. We were pestering, maybe a good word, Chloe, but to realise that you're actually training today, has a medal ceremony, has the closing ceremony, and is going on to Russia for the next competition, you know, you can apologise on our behalf.
Not at all. She's delighted for all the support that she's received during the week, and we're delighted to talk to Highland, because they're always giving us good support, and you take the time to do the interview, so thanks very much.
You're very welcome, Daniel. Thanks for joining us, and good luck.